One of the unique aspects of the Feldenkrais method that I love is how it improves one's kinesthetic sense of oneself. So lie comfortably, and if lying down isn't comfortable for you, find yourself in a comfortable position. And take a few moments to notice how comfortable you truly are. Notice any places in yourself that might be a little less comfortable, maybe even a little bit painful. Maybe it's a pain you're used to, it's chronic, or maybe there's something acute going on. So just notice your comfort and your discomforts. Notice your contact with the surface you're resting on. And I say resting, however, I also know that as somebody who used to find it very difficult to relax, resting didn't mean a whole lot to my physical sense. There was some element of tension in my body a lot of the time, even if I thought I was resting. So what's the quality of your rest? Comparable only to you and how you rest or not. So notice your contact. Notice the places that aren't in contact with the surface. Maybe it's under your wrists or your lower back, under your neck or your ankles, behind your knees. Where are the places that are not in contact? And then just give yourself an observational scan of your length. The length of your right leg from your ankle and foot up to your hip compared to your left. And you don't have to study this. There's no right or wrong answers. Just does one feel longer? Does one have a straighter line? Is one a little more bent? And then the same with your arms, your right arm from what? Your fingertips or your wrist? What's the length of your arm? How far up your self do you go to define your arm? Does it stop at your shoulder? And what's your shoulder? Is it the edge of the shoulder? Is it the shoulder blade? Is that part of your shoulder and your arm? How about on the left? And then notice, where does your upper back separate from the floor? Where do you feel contact, and where is there your neck, cervical vertebrae that are not in contact? And then where on your head is there any contact with the floor or your bed or whatever surface your head might be resting on, if it's resting? And how large is that contact? The size of a dime? Is it centered? If you drew a line from the back of your head down past your feet, where would it pass? And then just notice, what's the place on yourself that has the most contact? And if in any time you've noticed while I've been talking that you're holding yourself really still so that you can notice what it is that you're doing, let yourself shift and adjust any time you need to stay within comfort. So find that place that has the most contact with the surface you're on and increase that pressure. Increase that contact and release it and return and press a few times just to feel, as you're pressing, what gets lighter? Somewhere in yourself, it might be right nearby the spot you're pressing, and it might be somewhere else. Explore that dynamic a little bit and begin to shift from increasing the pressure on the place that has pressure to lightening the place that was getting lighter. And see what happens to the place that used to get the pressure. Does it increase in pressure, or does the pressure go somewhere else? And you can try to be super exacting in the way that you direct yourself, but You don't need to use a whole lot of muscular activity to do this. It's really something you do more in your mind's eye, in a way, with an intention to do it without really forcing it. But if you wanted to force it, you could try that and see what that gets you. You can pace it to your breathing and see if maybe your breathing has something to do with the way that the weight shifts and transfers, and begin to create that relationship between the pressing and the lifting, and a rapport between those two parts of yourself. And then just let it go and see how you're resting. Check in with your lines, check in with your sense of distribution of your contact with the surface you're on. And then you could move on to a next place and a next place. And as you do more and more awareness through movement lessons, and there's 45-minute lessons of not just changing your pressure from one place to another, but doing it in a more sequential way. So you can create an internal massage and body wave, or you can use your change of pressure to do larger and bigger movements that initiate from using your core and the transfer of weight to make the movement more effortless. So the benefits of doing this lesson are also for when you're bedridden or when you're otherwise restricted in your movements and you want to be able to find some comfort. I've laid on a gurney with my arms immobilized and IVs stuck in them in an operating room for hours while I was awake. And I had to really be able to use this kind of a lesson to keep myself from getting too tense, to be able to make some slight shifts and adjust when I was really not in any position, literally, to be able to do that. And when you get out of bed after being bedridden for a while, it's nice to wake up your body and begin to just create that shifting and pressure. And it's also really lovely to do just when you get up out of bed in the morning to prepare yourself. During my training, there was a time when we were being instructed about how to use the Feldenkrais method in different situations. And the trainer at the time made mention of how there had been some studies that showed that people are made to get out of bed too quickly, sometimes after surgery or in a hospital, and that startles the nervous system in a way, and it creates a fear response that we really don't want to have when we're recovering from something. You want to keep your body in that safe place. So using this technique before getting out of bed kind of wakes up your body. So press, 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 lighten, lighten, lighten. And if, again, while I've been talking, you've been laying there and not exploring yourself, I encourage you, the next time you hear a lecture or a talk and you're starting to feel kind of stiff, just press the back of the chair in your car, press the back of your car seat. If you're in a hospital bed or if you're getting treatments and having to be in a recliner or something, remember that you don't have to lay there perfectly still. You can have a stillness outside and a movement within. Just keep your comfort and improve your kinesthetic sense of yourself.